In Washington state, the illegal killing of a gray whale this past weekend has divided members of the Makah tribe. On Saturday morning, five members of the tribe set out in motorboats from Nia Bay, Washington. About a mile from shore, the hunters launched harpoons into a gray whale, then tried to finish it off with a high-powered rifle. It took hours for the whale to die. By then, Coast Guard officers were on the scene. The Makah Tribal Council was quick to denounce the hunt. The tribe has been fighting in court for nearly a decade to regain its whaling rights. In 1999, the tribe was granted a waiver for one whale hunt. It was the first hunt in 70 years. Tribal Council member Micah McCarty came to Washington, D.C. this week to talk to members of Congress and try to undo the damage caused by this unauthorized kill. When he came by our studio today, I asked him about his reaction when he first heard about the incident.
Immediately, I'd received a report from a community member, the cell phone number of a Coast Guard commander on base. When I did reach him, he indicated that there were five macaws being detained as we speak. I asked the status of the whale. He said it's bleeding, it's mortally wounded, and it's still kind of swimming around. And it's still attached to a now empty boat with a rifle sitting in the boat. And I explained to him that this is a serious issue, not just for the Makah Tribal Council with this tribal violation, but this is an issue of humaneness. This animal needs to be euthanized.
Did that happen?
We again made a formal request by our own tribal officials that, you know, we're prepared to euthanize. We had an approved tribal marksman ready to do the job on permission from the feds. And by the time that had come, you know, it had been hours, and the whale died of its own wounds.
One of the men on this boat, Wayne Johnson, sounds completely unrepentant for what he did. He said, "I should have done it years ago." What happens to these men? They're now in tribal custody. They were taken into tribal custody. What happens to them now?
Well, we are cooperating with a federal investigation. My assumption is that charges will be filed.
What kind of charges?
Certainly, the biggest issue is the violation of our Marine Mammal Management Plan, and that's where the stiffest penalties lie in what we have to prosecute with. They're looking at up to 1 year in jail, $5,000 fine, but the hardest part is the potential for a loss of treaty rights for up to 3 years. And for a community that depends so much on the sea for livelihood, some of these people have families that they support as fishermen, as tribal fishermen. And, you know, they're looking at the very strong likelihood of not being able to exercise that treaty right.
How would you describe how most people in the tribe feel about what these men did? Are they supportive? Are they critical?
I'd say the vast majority are much more concerned about how this plays out in the legal proceedings that we're doing. You know, this was an act of five individuals. You know, this was not sanctioned by the tribal government and not sanctioned by the managing body, the Makah Whaling Commission.
Do you think it's fair to say that the Makah living now would have no living memory of whaling except for the one hunt in 1999? There had been no hunt before that for 70 years. Is this a tradition that has... it's gone?
I disagree. Certainly we're the best to understand what we still remember. Personally, my father, like many other men about his age, had fathers that were among the last active whalers in our community.
So it would be your grandfather's generation?
My grandfather, you know, was one of the last harpooners. If you ever saw the clip of the 99 hunt that was so televised, you wouldn't think we ever stopped whaling the way those men performed. You know, again, that was a tribally sanctioned hunt. The training, everything involved, you know, it played out perfectly.
If you were to go out whaling right now, would you know what to do?
I think so. I believe so. My mind's been wrapped in this for long enough. And, you know, I carry some teachings as well. It's no secret to me.
Mr. McCarty, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Micah McCarty is a member of the Makah Tribal Council in Nia Bay, Washington. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.